Merry Christmas from Moms in Prayer International. I'm your host, Leenine Heiss, and it's my joy to welcome you to a celebration of Advent Moms in Prayer style. Advent comes from a Latin word, and it simply means coming. For followers of Jesus, the 4 weeks leading up to Christmas are considered the season of Advent, a time when we slow our hearts and focus on the first coming of Jesus. As I pondered the traditional words celebrated during Advent, hope, peace, joy, and love, it dawned on me that not only were they something Jesus brought into the world, they were actually attributes of Jesus himself. This month, we're departing from our interview format to celebrate the coming of Jesus. You'll hear short devotionals and prayers from some of our key leaders at Moms in Prayer. I invite you to pray along with us, and at the end of the reflection, to stay in a moment of prayer, offering the Lord your thoughts and prayers as the Christmas music plays. Today we begin our Moms in Prayer Advent with Kathy Armitage and Christ, Our Hope.
My name is Kathy Armitage, and it is my absolute privilege to serve as the Global Ministry Director for Moms in Prayer International. Our team of six here at headquarters, along with an amazing group of spirit-filled and hand-picked by God volunteers, oversee leadership development in over 140 countries. With the help of our three international directors, a regional director, and 20 country coordinators around the world, we stand shoulder to shoulder as a unified team going forward with the mission and vision of every school covered in prayer and impacting this world for Christ as we gather to pray around the globe. I would love to talk to you today about hope. Hope in Jesus is defined like this: one who is our confidence, trust, expectation, or desire. Oh, don't we want this to be true in our lives this time of year as we wait with great anticipation and hope to celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our living hope. I'm going to freely admit to you all right now, I get so excited about lights and cookies and trees and family traditions and gifts and celebrations as much as anybody. But I so want to hope in Christ this Christmas more than the other things that distract me and frankly stress me out. I was seriously walking through Costco in September and I saw a fully lit Christmas tree. And my first thought was not hope. I went into sheer panic. I already felt behind in life, and I had to stop and realize that is not from God. Can we talk a moment about Isaiah 40, verses 28 through 31? Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He won't grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary, friends, and he increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men and women. And those of us who are middle-aged and older, we're going to stumble and fall, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run. They will not grow weary. They will walk and they will not feel faint. I know it's only December 3rd, but are you weary today? Can I pray for you right now? Here's my hope for you today, is that you'll remember the words from Lamentations 3, 21 through 25. I seriously call this my get out of bed verse. I hear it every morning in my ear before I climb out from under the covers, and I want this to be your heart's cry too. Father, I do pray for my friends that they will call this to mind and therefore have great hope, that your steadfast love never ceases, your mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning because your faithfulness is so great, God. Help my sisters to say each day before they climb out from under the covers this Advent season, the Lord is my portion, and therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. Oh God, will you please help my friends seek you and wait on you today? In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, I have a fun fact for you. Do you realize that you have 100,000 sisters in Christ who are seeking the Lord with great hope for revival and spiritual awakening worldwide? Doesn't that give you excitement and anticipation and hope for this next generation? Have you ever even thought about this? Think about Mary, the teenage mother of Jesus. When she found out she was expecting, she immediately moved to hope-filled praise. She could have so been moved to tears and fears. I'm sure I would have been. But instead, listen to what she says. My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. And from now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the mighty one has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. There it is again, new mercies each day. Let's resolve to be like Mary this Advent season. Let's have hope in Christ, whatever our circumstances are today. In Moms in Prayer, we pray scripture over our children each week, and I would love to pray Romans 15:4 over each of you as we say goodbye. Heavenly Father, will you please help my friends to know at the core of their being that everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, they might have hope. Heavenly Father, bless each listener today with this great truth that they may have strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow, because your faithfulness is so great. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to say before we say goodbye, friends, that God is raising up an army, a worldwide army of women who cry out for this generation and the generation yet to be. Moms, grandmoms, aunties, sisters, I'm overwhelmed with hope to be a part of this kingdom movement. Are you a part of the Moms in Prayer group yet? Will you prayerfully join our ranks? There is a generation that needs your hope-filled prayers. Have a blessed Christmas season.